Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Gentiles official statement of confession to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Isaiah 59:12-13, Isaiah 28:15, Jeremiah 16:19, Lamentations 3:42, James 3:9, Psalm 106:6, Hosea 10:3, 2 Corinthians 7:2, Genesis 42:21, Isaiah 10:13, Exodus 9:27. Jeremiah 50:24, Hosea 7:13. As for our, the Gentiles' iniquities, we, the Gentiles, know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. We, the Gentiles, have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. We, the Gentiles, have transgressed and rebelled. We, the Gentiles, cursed men which are made after the similitude of God, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, have sinned with our fathers. We, the Gentiles, have committed iniquity. We, the Gentiles, have done wickedly. We, the Gentiles, did not fear the Lord. We, the Gentiles, have wronged the Lord, our God, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, are verily guilty. I have removed the bounds of the people and have robbed their treasures, and I have put down the inhabitants like a valiant man. I and my people, the Gentiles, are wicked." In effect, the papacy and Gentiles have striven against the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The papacy and Gentiles have spoken lies against me, the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gospel of Jesus. This teaching on the Gospel of Jesus will take up at least two episodes. Here are some words along with their appropriate, that is, definitions that will come up in this teaching. The word gospel. Webster says of gospel, "The teachings of Jesus and the apostles, the Christian revelation." The definition we will use is this one: the story of Christ or Jesus' life and teaching, especially as contained in the first four books of the New Testament, namely Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I want to say that again: gospel, the story of Jesus' life and teachings, especially as contained in the first four books of the New Testament, namely Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Sin. What is sin? Let me just read. Transgression of God's known will or any principle or law regarded as embodying this. Any offense against a principle or standard. Sinner, a person who sins. Transgressor. These definitions are coming from Webster's Dictionary, Collegiate Dictionary. Sinner, again, a person who sins, a transgressor. Synonyms for sinner: evildoer. Other related words are culprit, felon, lawbreaker, criminal, transgressor, sinner, outlaw. Transgression. Transgression is, according to Webster, an act or instance of transgressing, breach, as of a law, or breach of a law. Breach of a law, duty, etc. A sin. That goes with transgression. Transgress. To overstep or break a law, commandment, etc. Criminal. What is a criminal? A criminal is someone who breaks a law. A crime is a sin. Or a sin is a crime. It can be as nonviolent as a speeding ticket to something barbaric as murder and kidnapping. Now, that definition for criminal is taken off the internet. Anytime you break the law, whether you get caught or not, you are technically a criminal. This series, as I said, I know it will take at least two episodes. to cover the record of Jesus, the gospel of Jesus, the gospel concerning Jesus. Another word for gospel is truth, the truth concerning Jesus. As contained in the first four books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. To know who Jesus is, we have to resort to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those books bear the record of Jesus, the gospel of Jesus, the truth of or concerning Jesus. Now, what is the intent of this teaching of the gospel? Before I answer that question, I want to say the church has not preached the gospel. I've said this before, and I've shared a little bit of information on it before. The Christian church, which declares to teach the gospel of Jesus, has not taught the gospel of Jesus. As I read in the Gentiles' Confessions to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, they have spoken lies. The Gentiles have preached lies concerning the character Jesus. Yes, they read from the Bible. They read passages found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But when it comes to teaching the truth concerning Jesus, they do not do that. So, the people, black people, have not been taught the gospel. That is, until my coming, and I began to speak on the matter. But heretofore, the Gentiles have not preached the gospel according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And black people have not heard the truth of the matter concerning Jesus that is found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now, what does the Bible want you to do as a consequence of hearing the gospel? What does the Bible intend for you to do once you hear the gospel, the truth concerning Jesus, as is found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? This statement right here gives you the answer. Listen. It is found in Mark chapter 1, verse 15. It says this: repent. Repent. That's what it wants you to do. When you hear the truth concerning Jesus, as contained in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the intent of the teaching is for you to repent, but that's not all. It says, repent ye and believe the gospel, which hitherto you have not heard or known, with the exception of my teaching. Repent and believe the truth concerning Jesus. Let's see what Matthew has to say. Okay. Repent ye, believe the gospel. And Matthew 28 here says this. Matthew 28:20, teaching them to observe all things. You are to hear the gospel, hear the truth concerning Jesus as contained in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And this instruction, you are to observe all things. Now, let me begin this teaching on the gospel concerning Jesus. Questions to be answered in this series. Whose sins did Jesus die for? Did Jesus himself commit sin? Was Jesus a righteous character? Why was Jesus put to death? Was Jesus subject to the law? And if so, what law? Was the character Jesus familiar with the law? If he was under the law, is Jesus the Son of God? Those are questions that will be answered in this series. Now, here are some Bible questions that will be answered. Matthew 27:23. Ask, what evil, let me start up here, Ecclesiastes 1:10. Also along with this, these are some things that you must be aware of as we approach the subject of the gospel concerning Jesus. These are things you must be aware of. In Ecclesiastes 1:10, the scripture asks, is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? Is there anything new? Now, in answer, Ecclesiastes 1:9 says this, for an answer. It says, there is no new thing under the sun. In other words, when we get to the New Testament, you know, your Bible is divided into two testaments, one the Old Testament, one the New, the other the New Testament. When you get to the New Testament, is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? The answer given in Ecclesiastes 1:9 says, there is no new thing under the sun. When you get to the New Testament, bear this in mind. Scripture says, there is no new teaching. Okay? There is no new teaching. The teaching of the Old Testament continues into and throughout the New Testament. There is no new teaching. What happens in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is old news. What is the old news? The old news is that the dominion of the law still prevails. To the end, there is no new thing. Even in the New Testament. That's something that you need to know and be aware of. But that is not all. Job 14:14 asks a question. If a man dies, shall he live again? Preliminary information the Bible gives. Information preliminary to that which is found in the New Testament. If a man dies, shall he live again? The Bible gives an answer. Job 14:10-12. Okay. It says, the question is, if a man dies, shall he live again? The answer, Job 14:10-12. But man dies and wasteth away. Yeah, man gives up the ghost. Important information to know. Because that's what it said in the gospel concerning Jesus. That Jesus gave up the ghost. He yielded up the ghost. Right? If a man dies, shall he live again? Answer, man dies and wastes the weight. Man gives up the ghost. As the waters fail from the sea and the flood decays and dries up, so man lies down and rises not. Verse 2 of the same chapter, Job 14, says, he, man, comes forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continues not. Preliminary information. Crucial information. Isaiah 26:14 says, they are dead, they shall not live, they are deceased, they shall not rise. So in the Old Testament, it is taught that there is no resurrection. That's what these statements are saying. Man dies, he lies down, he rises not. He is cut down. He comes forth like a flower. He's cut down. He continues not. They are dead. They shall not live. They are deceased. They shall not rise. Ecclesiastes 9:5. For the living know that they shall die. Listen. But the dead know not anything. Very important. Look at the church. Look at the Catholic teaching. They speak about dead characters, such as Mary, praying to Mary, and others. And others that have died, whether they are imaginary or real. And that teaching, let me just stay on track here. Psalm 78:39, he remembers that they were but flesh, a wind that passes away and cometh not again. The Old Testament, it is clear, teaches there is no resurrection. All preliminary information. Is there anything new when we approach the Old Testament? Or in the Old Testament, there is no new thing. What happens in the gospel is old news. The dominion of the law prevails. If a man dies, shall he live again? Man dies and wastes away. He gives up the ghost. Man lies down and rises not. They shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep. He comes forth like a flower. He's cut down. He continues not. They are dead. They shall not live. They are deceased. They shall not rise. The living know that they shall die. The dead know not anything. Teachings of the Bible. He remembers that they were but flesh, a wind that passes away and cometh not again. Now, here are three questions, Bible questions, questions coming from the Bible, having to do with the subject at hand. One, Matthew 27:23, with respect to Jesus, what evil has he done? Matthew 12:10, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? Mark 1:27, what new doctrine is this? That's the question. It's found in, like I said, Mark 1:27. What new doctrine is this? Yes, I did read. The Bible asks, is there anything well that may be said, see, this is new? And the answer says, there is no new thing under the sun. There is no new thing. And it asks the question, what new thing is this? What is that question in reference to? What is it speaking of? What doctrine is it speaking of? We will find out in the teaching here. I want to read another statement. Malachi, last book of the Old Testament. Part of the preliminary content. Malachi 4:4 says this. Remember ye the law of Moses. Right before you turn the page and enter into the New Testament, you are instructed to do this. Remember the law of Moses. When you go into the New Testament, there is no new thing. Even entering into the New Testament, the dead rises not. Huh? So, remember the law of Moses. Final instruction given in the Old Testament. Isn't that something? That's the last instruction given in the Old Testament. Remember ye the law of Moses. And we turn the page and we enter into the New Testament. Or we go to the next page, however your Bible is laid out. We go to the page, we turn the page, and we enter into the New Testament. Remembering the law of Moses. And we're going to see what that law of Moses is that is spoken of. Now, that implies what? If we are going to examine, scrutinize the content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we must have knowledge of the law. The church has not taught the law. The church, Christianity, does not teach the law. Black people do not know the law. This teaching that I will give is fundamental. This teaching is also important. This is a very important teaching. The gospel of Jesus. What is it? What is it? And at the end of the teaching, when you have heard the gospel, you are instructed to repent and believe the gospel. This is really something, because millions of people go to church, but they have not heard the gospel. So now this is talking to you, whether you go to church or not. Okay, it doesn't matter. Some go to church, some do not. But among black people, neither group has heard before my coming the gospel concerning Jesus. Black people have not heard it. Gentiles have not taught it. Therefore, black people don't know it. No, the black preachers haven't taught it either. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Gentiles haven't taught because they don't know, they don't want you to know it. That's simple as that. If they wanted you to know it, they'd teach it. And the teaching is open and the teaching is clear in the New Testament, just like it's clear in the Old Testament. You'll see as we go along. What do the Gospels show about the character Jesus? 1 Kings 21:8 gives us an instruction to follow. 1 Kings 21:8 says this. Let's see here. Luke 21:8. That's what that is. Luke 21:8 says this. Listen. It says, "Take heed that you be not deceived." Now, what does heed mean? Heed means to pay close attention. Follow carefully. Heed. Close attention. Will you do that? That's another instruction. Take heed that you be not deceived. And at the end, I said you are instructed to what? Repent. And believe the gospel. So the Bible tells you what to believe. Take heed that you be not deceived. Pay close attention to this teaching. Can you follow simple instructions? Can you just pay close attention to this teaching? That's what the Bible says. Take heed that you be not deceived. Because after you hear the truth of the gospel concerning Jesus, you are to repent. All right, let's move on. Take heed. Remember the law of Moses. Take heed that you be not deceived. I begin with this question on knowledge of the law. Well, let's begin with the very beginning. Was Jesus born under the law? Let's go to the book. Let's go to the gospel. Luke 2:21 through 24 and verse 27. See what the record concerning Jesus says. Luke 2. Luke 2, 21, starting there. Listen. And when 8 days, this is about Mary, the mother of Jesus, after she has had the baby, Jesus. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, listen, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, listen, according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him, Jesus, that is, to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Listen, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. Verse 24, and to offer a sacrifice, listen to this carefully, take heed, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, which is the law of Moses here being spoken of, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. That statement makes it clear that Jesus is born under the law. His mother was born under the law. So, Jesus' mother and father were born under the law. Jesus is born under, subject to, the law of Moses. So, no wonder it says in the last commandment in the Old Testament, in the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi 4, verse 4, remember ye the law of Moses. Why? Because in that which is called the New Testament, even in the four gospel books, the law of Moses is still in effect. Still in effect. That's why you ought to remember the law of Moses. Take heed that you be not deceived. Don't think you know everything. Listen. Follow the simple instruction. Follow the simple instruction that says, take heed, which means pay close attention to this teaching here. I've already stated before me, black people had not heard the gospel of Jesus because it just is not taught by
the church.
Okay. So, we can conclude, I conclude, that Jesus is born under the law, as his mother is evidently stated here, is under the law. Nowhere does it say the law of Moses has been voided. Doesn't say that. All right? Now, the next question is in the Gospels, is the character Jesus knowledgeable of the law? Is he knowledgeable of the law of Moses? The law coming from Moses. Let's see. Before I answer that question, let me say this. Now, that which pointed out, showing that Jesus is born under the law, Luke 2, and I read verses 21 through 24. And verse 27 says here, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law. Right? That's Luke 2:27. So this of the law, according to the law, says clearly Jesus is born under the law. Now, in my Bible, in the middle of the page, you have references. They have here, they reference that which Luke 2:22, they reference it with Leviticus 12, verses 2, 3, 4, and 6. And other references here, they have Exodus 13:2. They have Numbers 3:13. They have Leviticus 12:2-6:8 again. Taking you back, or showing you the basis of what is said here in Luke. This basis is in the Old Testament. Its basis is in the law of Moses. Now, was the character Jesus knowledgeable of the law? Let's see this. I turn to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew 4, was Jesus knowledgeable of the law? He was born under the law, subject to the law. At the beginning of my Bible, it says these words right here. It says, words of Christ in red. Jesus is called Christ, according to one statement in the Bible. Okay? So, words of Christ in red, words of the character Jesus in red. Was Jesus knowledgeable of the law? Matthew 4:4, Jesus quotes from the law, or speaks of the law. He says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:7, okay, and that statement, what I just read, is reference Matthew 4:4. Deuteronomy 8:3. Let me see. Deuteronomy 8:3 says this, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Okay, the character Jesus may have not quoted it exactly, but we see that he had some knowledge of the law. Same in Matthew 4, 7. The character said, just in red writing here, I'm instructed that Christ's words are in red. We are told Jesus is called Christ. Jesus says this then, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. That's verse 7. Reference there is Deuteronomy 6:16. Let's turn to it. Deuteronomy 6:16 says, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. The character Jesus said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And in Matthew 4, verse 10, red writing appears again. The character Jesus makes the statement, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Matthew 4:10. Let's turn to Deuteronomy 6:13 and see what it says. Deuteronomy 6:13. Says this, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him and shall swear by his name. The character said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God and him only shalt thou serve. Now they have the reference here in my Bible, Deuteronomy 6:13, which when I turn to Deuteronomy 6:13, it says this, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God. Jesus did not cite that part. He did not read that part. He did not quote that part, or he did not speak of that part that says, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God. We get more information on that. Why didn't he say that part? Now, one way we can look at this, or you can look at this, is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John gives a report. It's about a trial. Jesus is on trial. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Contain the record coming from the trial of Jesus. Get that? We're looking at the record of Jesus, the record concerning Jesus. The record is called the gospel. The gospel can refer to all four books, or you can say the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, or you can say the Gospel as found in the first four books of the New Testament. Just thought of a question. If the Bible says there is no new thing, then why is this called the New Testament? Let's move on. Okay, so Jesus is born under the law. Jesus has some knowledge of the law. Okay, answer two questions about Jesus. In Matthew 5:17 through 18, let's read that. I have red writing here that says, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say to you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. You get this? We're talking about the law, and we're in that part of the Bible which is called the New Testament. And your preachers tell you the law is void. It's not void. Can't be, according to these statements. In Luke 2, I read statements. Mary, you know, and what she did according to the law, you know, after she had the baby. And Jesus is in red writing. The law is cited three times in Matthew chapter 4. And here in Matthew 5, I turn the page. The law, it says, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. This is called the New Testament. But that's not new information. That's old information. You get that? Remember the question? Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? This is old information. The law is still dominant here. The law is still talked about. The law is still observed. And who knows better than the characters in the story? Those who wrote the report. Take heed that you be not deceived. Pay careful attention to this teaching. Jesus is born, what we see here. Jesus is born under the law. His parents were under the law. His parents did things in accordance with the law when he was born. Jesus has knowledge of the law. It is evident. The law is cited. It still speaks about all in the law being fulfilled. And we haven't turned to the law yet. Not the part that I really want to get to. And will get to eventually. Yes. And that's red writing. The three statements of the law coming in found in Matthew 4. Red writing. Red writing. Red letter statements. This statement here in Matthew 5, 17 through 18. Red letter statements. Listen, verse 19, Matthew 5, 19. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments. They're called least commandments, but a commandment is a commandment, isn't it? This is red letter. It's red lettered. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Red lettered. But it's about the law. That's my point. It's about the law. It's about Jesus. These things we're looking at, they are about Jesus, and they are about the law so far. That's what is evident here. Take heed, take heed, pay close attention that you be not deceived. Don't try to be a know-it-all just because your preacher lied to you. take heed. Listen. Listen. Simple instructions. But do you know, that which is so simple is so hard for some people to do. They talk while I be speaking. They're doing other things while I'm speaking. Yet the word says, take heed that you be not deceived. Take heed. Pay close attention. You can't pay close attention to this if you're doing something else. Neither can you pay close attention to this if you're asleep. I am not here to entertain you. I'm here to teach you. Not to entertain. Many preachers seek to entertain the people as they tell them lies. I have not come to entertain you. I have come to point out the truth to you. That's all. That's all. I've not come to excite you, you know, as they do in the church, you know, emotionalize you. I've come to give you some wisdom. I am here to give you knowledge. Take heed to the knowledge that I teach, that I give, that you be not deceived. I know the one who is deceived doesn't know he's deceived, but you hear this information, you know that this information can deliver you from your deceived state. You see, it's clear that you are deceived. Okay, moving on. Well, we're finding out some things. Preliminary. Jesus is born under the law as his parents were, according to the story. Jesus is a subject of the law. He's subject to the law. He has knowledge. He has some knowledge of the law. These things are evident. The law is, the law still has dominion here in the New Testament. We see this. Now, the statements in Matthew 4, verses 4, 7, and 10 are found also in Luke chapter 4, verses 4, 12, and 8. For instance, Matthew 4:4, red letter statement, implying that it is spoken by the character Jesus. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That is found again in Luke chapter 4, verse 4. Okay, Matthew 4:7, it says, shall not tempt the Lord thy God. That is found in Luke 4, verse 12. And it has a reference. Well, let me just do one thing at a time. And the statement in Matthew 4, 10, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve, is found in Luke chapter 4, verse 8. How does he say that? Let's look at Luke 4:8. Luke chapter 4, verse 8. It's this, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Okay. And I have here Mark chapter 12, 28 through 31. Mark 12:28-31. Listen. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, saying, which is the first commandment of all? Now, and it says, and Jesus answered him. This is the character's red letter statement. The first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And this comes from the, this is reference to the Old Testament. Deuteronomy 6:4. It goes on, verse 30, and thou shalt, this is still red letters, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And it goes on in verse 31 saying, still red lettered, and the second is like, namely, this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. Red lettered statements. Red lettered statements in the New Testament. Red lettered statements on the law in the Old Testament. This is just the beginning, people. Stay tuned next time, and I'll continue this series on the gospel of Jesus, the gospel concerning Jesus, the record of Jesus. So check my page. Check my page. And do not miss